Under the Sea, A Good Omen's Podfic, written by Shamil and read by Jar. Aziraphale would have preferred Crowley hadn't breached the subject while they were having a rather excellent sautéed bass with shiitake mushroom sauce, but he was always happy when his demon shared something that had been on his mind. Remember that one time in the woods? Crowley said dreamily, pushing around a piece of fish with his fork. As mushrooms. Aziraphale dipped his lips with a serviette and raised his eyebrows. Of course. Interesting timing to bring it up, if I may. Crowley seemed to realize and cringed a little, staring guiltily at his mushrooms. It's been a while since we did something out of the ordinary, so all I'm saying. That's true, that's true. He reached out to pat Crowley's hand over the table. Did you have something specific in mind? Crowley averted his gaze. Yes. And would you like to share? Crowley made a series of noises that never managed to turn into a word. Aziraphale rescued him from himself. Or would you like to keep it a surprise, perhaps? And what? You'd say yes without knowing what you're saying yes to? I don't see why not. The worst thing that happened so far is I didn't particularly appreciate some practices, and we decided not to try them again. So, you trust me completely? Just like that? Crowley blinked. Yes. Aziraphale squeezed his hand. Are we talking about a new foray in the animal kingdom? Crowley nodded. Then I'm very open to the experiment. Will you take care of everything? Obviously, Crowley replied, obviously relieved by Aziraphale's eagerness to try this thing, whatever it might be. Leave it all to me, Angel. Crowley had turned him into something. Aziraphale wasn't sure what, but he was floating in water now, so some kind of fish? He couldn't see very well. Actually, he could see very well, so long as he closed one of his eyes. They moved independently, and they were very hard to control. A blurry, dark red shape hovered in front of him. Crowley. Aziraphale opted to close his eyes altogether before he got motion sick. Or seasick. And let the tide pull him towards his demon. Something touched his tail. Oh, he had a tail. And tangled with it. They couldn't speak, but Crowley's aura was crackling with giddy excitement, and Aziraphale let himself be carried away by his enthusiasm. They danced, so to speak, swaying gently in the water together. It was lovely and very romantic, the way getting a massage by candlelight would be. Until Aziraphale felt a growing pressure in his stomach, assuming he had one. It wasn't an unpleasant sensation, just urgent. It grew, and it grew, and it grew, until it became evident he had to lay an egg. Oh, how delightful! They'd had some activities involving eggs before, and he'd always had a wonderful time. But this egg wasn't going down. No, rather, it was pushing up and out. Was it going to rip open his stomach? That was a little more gruesome than Aziraphale had prepared for. Thankfully, nothing so nefarious happened. Crowley rubbed his slippery body against him again and again, and Aziraphale forgot all about the egg, enjoying himself and savoring all the new, marvelous sensations his usual corporation wouldn't have allowed. As the pleasure increased, so did the pressure, until Aziraphale felt a funny feeling in the center of his body, and it all released at once with a strange pop. He opened one eye to look down and saw a penis coming out of his stomach. Well, that was new. His newfound penis, if that was even what it was swollen with the egg that was trying to come out of him. Aziraphale truly had no idea what was going to happen one moment to the next. Thankfully, Crowley seemed to know what to do. He got even closer, and his stomach opened to envelop Aziraphale's perhaps penis in a soft flesh. Aziraphale closed his eyes again as his pleasure crested. He tried to moan, but all that came out of him were weird little noises, like the sound of a retractable pen clicking over and over. He pushed the egg out and soon realized it was followed by another, and then another, and then another. He soon lost count. It must have been hundreds of them, all lovingly deposited into Crowley's willing body. Each one another orgasm wrecking through Aziraphale's small corporation. Crowley's aura danced with joy with every egg he took, although Aziraphale was rather sure that, unlike him, his demon hadn't finished yet. It took a small eternity until he was all emptied out, and only then did Crowley finally detach from him, his belly full of eggs and, untouched, reached his own orgasm. A few moments later, Crowley's face, snout, nuzzled against him, as if checking if he was all right. Oh, Aziraphale was more than all right. He was floating, both literally and figuratively, gently wrecked by the hundreds of orgasms he'd experienced. He was beginning to learn to control his eyes as well. As Crowley pulled back, he slowly came into clear focus, and Aziraphale could finally see he was a seahorse. Well, that explained a few things. The end.